Good evening. Young, isolated and angry. That's the description of Australia's latest terror threat, with our national terror threat level raised for just the second time in a generation. Fueled by isolation and grievance among young men, there's been 8 separate attacks or plots since April. Intelligence chiefs tonight calling on the community for help.
A decade on from the dread of ISIS, Australia raises the terror threat level once more.
More Australians are embracing a more diverse range of extreme ideologies.
Our terror threat level raised from possible to probable. ASIO judging a greater than 50% chance of an attack in the next 12 months.
Politically motivated violence now joins espionage and foreign interference as our principal security concerns.
Often the grievance is born from the COVID years, festering online, exacerbated by war in the Middle East and calcified by the high cost of living and housing, leaving some aggrieved and vulnerable to radicalisation.
Anti-authority beliefs are growing. Trust in institutions is eroding. Provocative inflammatory behaviours are being normalised.
It really does show that Australia, despite our geographic distance, can't hide from what's going on around the world.
8 instances in the past 4 months have been either deemed terrorism, investigated for terror links, or prevented by ASIO. Intelligence sources say all perpetrators were young men aged between 14 and 21. They include the teen charged with stabbing a priest and another alleged attack at a Sydney university.
Governments around the world are concerned about youth radicalisation, online radicalisation, and the rise of new mixed ideologies.
After 9/11, a new phrase entered society.
Be alert, but not alarmed.
Tonight, an evolution.
Australians should be aware but not afraid.
Aware of homegrown threats centred on grievance.
It's a time for all Australians to pay attention to what's happening in their local communities.
Charles Croucher, Nine News.
This change is not in response to a current attack or planned strike. Instead, it reflects a larger breakdown in society. That anger on the edge of town tonight creeping a little closer to where we live and work and pray and raise families. The problem this time is that the institutions and organisations that are designed to help are the same institutions and organisations despised by the people that need the help the most. And that's where parents and partners, families and friends, workmates, teammates, housemates will all have a larger role in helping intervene before trouble and terror arise. And with the threat of war spreading to Lebanon plus elections here and overseas, Pete, things will get harder before they get easier.
All right, Charles, thank you.